Stay tuned for after today's episode for some special announcements regarding the podcast. Now, on to the episode.
Start, Bubba.
Welcome to Discussions of the History Buff. I'm your host, Viking Strongman. Welcome to today's episode.
SCP-1007, Mr. Life and Mr. Death. Item number, SCP-1007. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. When inactive, SCP-1007 is to be kept in a standard coffin along with SCP-1007-1. The subject may only be activated during routine testing. As of current regulations on MSTRs, SCP-1007 is to be contained in Hall 8 of Site 13. Description: SCP-1007 appears to be a male of indeterminate ethnicity who undergoes the entire human life cycle within a 75-minute time frame. The subject ages at a rate of approximately 1 year per minute. Once 75 minutes have elapsed, the subject will inevitably expire of spontaneous cessation of metabolic activity, with no evident cause. It reports feeling excruciating pain during the first 16 minutes when its bones and muscles are changing shape very rapidly. This process violates the first law of thermodynamics, as the subject does not seem to require any energy input to fuel the massive amount of cellular growth. SCP-1007-1 is a key that fits into a small metal keyhole inserted into the subject's back and between its shoulder blades. X-ray scans have shown that the keyhole is an empty socket with no internal mechanism. When SCP-1007-1 is turned, the subject's physical age is reversed by 1 year for each turn until it has regressed to the form of a Neonite. It is not known where the mass that is removed from the subject's body as it shrinks disappears to. If this is done after the subject's 75-minute lifespan has elapsed, the subject will reactivate. If the subject has been dead for long enough to have decayed, any decay, regardless of its extent, will also be reversed. SCP-1007 was recovered by the Task Force Tau-6, along with SCP-Redacted, and SCP-Redacted during a raid on the California mansion of Redacted, a known customer of Marshall, Carter, and Dark, Ltd. Redacted admitted that he had obtained SCP-1007 from a MCD sponsored auction and claimed that the auction in question had been at least four other MSTRs for sale, though he did not recall to whom they had been sold. Addendum 1. The words Mr. Life and Mr. Death from A Little MSTRs by Wondertainment are tattooed on SCP-1007's right calf. This designation appears as 11 in document SCP-909-A. Addendum 2. The fact that his designation seemingly refers to a pair has been taken by some to mean that SCP-1007 has a counterpart that has yet to be recovered. SCP-1007 has stated that it is unaware of the existence of such a counterpart and believes that its designation refers to the fact that it alternates between life and death. However, given that it is also unaware of the existence of several other MSTRs known to the Foundation, The existence of this hypothetical counterpart remains a possibility, and efforts are currently being made to determine its whereabouts.
Once again, thank you for coming to our podcast. I have been your host, Viking Strongman. And please have a great rest of your day wherever you are, or a great rest of your night. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your different listening platforms, whatever you prefer to use. You can also, if you like the show, you can also send donations via Venmo or through the Anchor system. And if you like our show, don't forget to share it with your friends who might also like it. And also, don't forget that we have a Facebook page, Discussions with a History Buff, as well as a Reddit page, also Discussions with a History Buff, with I think only one F, because you can only have yay many characters in the title. But this has been Discussions with a History Buff, and I'm your host, Viking Strongman. Goodbye.
Hope you enjoyed this short episode that we're doing today. And so, starting February 1st, I'm going to be pulling this podcast from Amazon Music due to the unreliable nature of Amazon Music. I've just had too many times where they'll update and it just crashes more than it actually plays anything. So, if I'm having issues with it, I know some of my listeners are, so therefore I'm just going to pull my podcast from the system in the first place. It'll still be available in other places, we're just pulling it from Amazon Music. It's just too unreliable of a system, in my opinion.